Okay, are we ready? Let's count it down. Five, four, three. Good afternoon. It's Connecting Communities with Brian and Ryan. Today's guests are Lori with Melaleuca. We also have Dustin with Perkins Tech Group. Now, in addition to that, we have our lovely sponsors today. Specifically, we have Best Business Bets with Elite Bookkeeping Plus. We have Craft Corners with Allstate and Mommy. And last but not least, it's Money Management with Apollo Mobile App. Now, we also have additional sponsors of other segments, just not on today's show. And that is going to be Healthy Habits with RE/MAX Preferred, Justin Annis. And then we have, as always, Pet Peeves with Miss Abby's Pet Treats. Ryan, hello!
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good
What was that?
morning.
We haven't seen each other for so long!
I know. I'm so thrown off my schedule. I'm so used to waking up early, and by this time I would be probably like two, three cups of coffee down, and now I'm sleeping in later, and so I'm like, whew,
Yeah,
I gotta get back into it.
it's nuts. I'm drinking coffee later, which is making me stay up later. So it's like this whole vicious cycle at the end of the day. So with that being
Well, that's the other
said,
thing too, is not having to get up early. I've been staying up super, super late, and so
well,
I'm
you're a
like,
night
okay,
owl
well, I'm
anyway. That's you're just not tired now as much because no matter what, you were still staying up to 2 o'clock in the morning, right? Yeah, Big B coffee. Gotta love the Big B coffee. Lori, how are you?
I'm doing well, Brian. How are you?
I am freaking phenomenal. Okay, Lori, what's been going on with you on your side of town?
Staying busy. As
Yeah.
you know, I do outside of the home, I do commercial janitorial, so business has picked up with that, but I also do another business that I do here from home, which is advertising and marketing for a large online wellness manufacturing company, which is actually crazy, crazy busy with it right now because with a lot of people not being able to find their daily essentials outside the home right now in the grocery stores, we manufacture everything and are on top of it.
Yeah, you well listen, you know what else you have that other folks do not have currently? No lines. So you don't have to have only just five people walk into your store, right? You could have 500 people in your store at one time and still deal with social distancing. I saw an article today, Ryan, I'm not sure if you did, that Walmart is starting to set up their queue lines outside. My first thought was Black Friday. So I've only went Black Friday shopping one time. Jackson Roberts' mom, Holly, was pregnant at the time, and she was, this is probably too much information, but constantly throwing up at the time. So I literally had to stand in this complete line in wet water. It was ridiculous. I'll never do it again. But listen, I got 16 packs of diapers. Okay? So we were all about it at that point in time. Now, in saying that, it's crazy. That's what that's reminding me of.
Yeah, I know I've heard a couple things that stores are doing. Obviously the blue tape, like the blue X's on the ground, a lot of places are doing. And then I just heard, I think it was yesterday, that I don't remember what store exactly, but one of the stores is only allowing one cart per, I don't know if it was per person or per like family. Like you couldn't take multiple carts.
Okay.
They were also trying to avoid too, like taking your whole family to the grocery store because a lot of people are doing that to get out of the house now. Like they're taking, all four, five, six people to the grocery store, and so they were, not allowing that as well. Just so there weren't big groups, clogging the hallway or the aisleways, and that people were bumping into each other and so forth.
I absolutely agree. One of the crazy things that I'm seeing now, I went to Kroger the other day, which was kind of crazy to me. Hey, Dustin, welcome back, my friend. Looks like we had some IT issues. Good thing he's an IT guy who's able to fix it. And saying that, the masks, right? You're seeing everybody, one out of three people are wearing these masks. And now I'm seeing that people are making masks out of diapers. Okay, out of diapers.
Honestly, it's
Lori,
probably
What are you wearing when you're out and about dealing with your janitorial? Are you putting a diaper on your face so you can be safe?
Actually, as far as the janitorial goes, the businesses that I have been going to have actually been working remotely, but I'm still going in and checking on things to see if anybody has been there. Because basically they are becoming satellite offices now, but they still want them sanitized down. So I am not in direct contact with anyone at all. And when I go in, of course, I've got my gloves on, but I am not wearing any mask or anything like that. I am not in fear of anything like that. But of course, wearing the janitorial gloves and washing my hands when done, things like that. So it's not that bad.
Okay, good, good. Glad that, you know, it's becoming habits now, I think. I think now in another 30, 60 days, I think that whole satellite office and this whole digital world is going to be a little bit more prevalent, right, at the end of the day, which is going to be absolutely nuts to me. I keep looking at Ryan's backsplash. I really like that. Is that like your kitchen? Turn around. Your backsplash of the kitchen. Yeah, I really like that. Is that like a green and blue?
Yeah, we did like a cream and turquoisey blue theme for the kids.
Okay, let's talk about that when we talk about Craft Corner, because I have an idea. So it's crazy. You know, you mentioned something prior to – hold on. Dustin, are you still here around, buddy?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, sir. What are you finding out there? I mean, are you masked? Do you have the – you have diapers in your household. Are you using them for face masks?
All six of my children are out of diapers.
Okay.
So that's a huge savings on my part. Trust me, when the last child was finally potty trained, we had the celebration. So,
the celebration of no more diapers.
So what I'm finding is a great deal of self-isolation and social distancing is key to this situation. Being aware of where you're going, who you're interacting with, what risks you're willing to take that were not normally risks like a month ago.
Sorry, my dog is trying to get on the table to get cat food. We are a little late in feeding her, and she's getting to be a little bit of a beast right now. So I'm kind of over here. We had to maneuver the family room around so Susan could have her office back here. Therefore, the couch is now up against – here, I'll show you briefly. The couch is up against our couch, right? Can you see? I guess, yeah, they – you know, so at that point, Roxy now can just hop on the couch and get on the table and eat food. So lovely. Gotta love that. So we talked about the face mask thing, which is crazy. Lori, you had talked about the mindset on kind of where we are right now. Right. Are you seeing anything and talking to your friends and other coworkers?
Just that a lot of people are in fear of this virus, not wanting to come out. And I understand, I get it, but I think if we let the fear control our minds, that is actually worse than the virus itself. So that's why I was saying, I think people need to get into a normal routine, shut off the TV, quit watching the news, and enjoy this time and look at it as a short vacation. Really, really, really focus on something, getting something done. I guess I really appreciate my normal routine and being able to still get out there and work. I'm very thankful and very blessed for that, but I'm not going to let fear take hold of my mind. I understand what I am in contact with on a daily basis, but as long as I am following the proper protocol, I'm comfortable. I'm not going to let fear take over me. So follow the proper protocol. Keep yourself busy. Keep your mind active. Look at it as a little vacation right now. We can still get out. and enjoy daily activities. Enjoy being with the family now. I think now more than ever, even with social media, we are still able to have that connection and social contact.
I mean, look at this right now. I mean, we're here having this conversation. Now, I don't know about you folks, but I am getting energy out of here, like to be able to touch and talk to people. Well, what about you, Dustin? I mean, you're at home with six little kids. I mean...
the great thing with having six little kids right now is I have the unique opportunity to watch them academically develop, whereas they would be in school, kind of sheltered away. I wouldn't see their progress. Like, for example, I just got finished reading a book with my autistic child, and seeing him reading on his own and then expressing desire to write his own book is phenomenal as a father.
No, I would agree with that. I sat with Jackson Robert last week, and we were going over Muhammad Ali and how he came out in 9/11 and talked about other Muslims and not to judge. And Jackson Robert had no concept of that. And I thought, oh my God, that's right. You were born, you know, right before that. So you would have no concept. So to be able to go back and show the videos of the towers and to see his taking in that information blew me away. So I totally understand that. What about you, Ryan? Still in that college.
Yeah, I think Dustin brings up a really good point, though, that like this, you know, schooling from home is allowing parents to now really understand what their kids are learning in school and just how much like teaching has changed. So I remember back to, you know, when I was in high school and I would come home and ask my parents, you know, maybe a math question. They had done it so different because we're all used to calculators digitally now, and they had done it so different that a lot of times it was hard for them to teach me because, I mean, it was just vastly different how we were being taught compared to them. So I think it's a really, really interesting point. But for me, in school, I pretty much have always done online schooling. And so the transition for me was super, super easy. I'm used to it. I only had one class that I attended to on campus. But most of college, really, you go to campus for your lecture, which is just the teacher talking and teaching you, and then your homework is still done all online. So that transition wasn't very difficult at all. Wondering now with this, if high schools are going to look to do things differently now, like if they maybe kind of steer away from less paper handing, like here's a worksheet, take it home and do it as homework, and more online softwares like McGraw-Hill that we use, and I don't know, CAPSUM and all these different programs. I wonder if high schools are going to start to look at that differently now. That way, if anything like this were to occur again, which God help us, I hope it doesn't, that transition won't be as difficult, and they won't have to print packets on packets on packets.
It's ridiculous to me on the, I know you're supposed to change the way and evolve, and I'm blessed for that. But Jackson Robert is in third grade, okay? And he brought home algebra. Now, Lori, Dustin, what were you learning in third grade? Third grade, I just started multiplication. I remember we moved from Pennsylvania to Hawaii, and I got my first math class. I'm sorry?
I hate to say it, but I think third grade, they were still trying to convince us not to eat our paste.
Totally, totally. Don't eat the pencils, right? Yeah. I mean, Lori, what were you learning? Lori, what were you learning in third grade?
Do you realize, Brian, my age?
That's why I'm not dating it. I just...
you know, with me being 57 years old, so you're really asking me to go way, 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 way back. Now, mind you, in third grade, as much as I can remember, it was seriously the basics. Your English, your reading, your math, and it was very, very basic, very simple, and so you're asking me to go way back old school, so sure.
We won't have you go back. Well, look, I want to wrap up this top topics. We have so much more to discuss today. I feel like this is gonna be like a 2-hour show, but we cannot make it that long. So with that being said, Give us about 25 seconds, and we'll be right back with our business best bet segment. Thanks so much, guys. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back for our next segment, business best bets. So this, as you guys know, is sponsored by Elite Bookkeeping Plus. Tony handles the bookkeeping for your company, for your personal pieces. It's an amazing experience to be able to be serviced by her. It's easy, it's breezy. So if you guys have any needs or questions or concerns, reach out to Tony Woods. That's a T-O-N-I Woods, W-O-O-D-S. Again, with Elite Bookkeeping Plus. So let's talk about some business best bets. Now, Dustin, are you around? You have two companies that you are juggling right now, right?
I am, and they are rather interesting companies to be involved with. The first one is Genie Vacations, a host travel agency that right now is getting pummeled by the present situation.
For sure.
The best thing we've done is we have switched gears and played additional planner in lieu of these bookings that have taken place that are now being postponed, refunded, or canceled, and we are acting as a liaison between. So the other business that the other company that I am a CEO of is the Perkins Technology Group, which is a cybersecurity consulting firm. Now, in lieu of going into the office and in light of the social distancing, a lot of employees are working from home. And with that comes a certain degree of risk, a certain degree of awareness of the information that is being transmitted over the World Wide Web to the home onto computers that may or may not be registered and controlled by the corporation. You have a lot of proprietary information being transmitted back and forth, a lot of cybersecurity concerns. So with that, I have been serving as, my team and I have been serving as consultants and subject matter experts when it comes to how do you adequately secure that connection while still maintaining your productivity remotely.
No, I, now let me ask you this. What are you doing just kind of engaging with your travel folks? Is it more for the folks that are booked for May's and June's or August, September's? Is it more, appeasing them, you know, making sure that you're understanding and hearing their concerns and their fears? Cause I can't imagine you're booking things currently. Are you, are people trying to be planning?
When it comes to this epidemic, this too shall pass. So it's not a matter of this is a new normal. It's a matter of this is a situation that will have an end date and people will want to continue to travel. So a lot of these existing bookings, like for example, the Disney properties that we are booking for, they're tentatively scheduled to open on June 1st. And we are offering guidance to move existing bookings prior to that to a more adequate window so people are outside the coronavirus scare. If they're wanting to cancel or if they have any concerns, we are that resource by which they can tap to get information about what is the present situation of cruises, of Disney, of vacation destinations. So we are acting as liaison.
Okay. And how are you engaging with those folks currently? Is it phone calls? Is it emails?
We are practicing social distancing and we are utilizing telephone, email, Zoom meetings. We are still attempting to maintain that face-to-face, which is a cornerstone of the business. to have that social and personal interaction with our clients, while still making sure that everything we do is safe and effective.
No, that I mean, you have to be safe and effective. Ryan, what are you seeing in the Bigby world, right? Bigby Mommy, right over there in Dussel, as you drive past, because there's no drive-through there, but you can still stop, okay? What are you seeing through that piece? I mean, any best bets as a business owner with a brick and mortar out there? Yeah,
there's been so many changes. And I think the one has probably been the most stressful is just how quick these changes have all been coming out. I think back to like March 15th, we were still in full swing, means full staff, still ordering the same. We were just getting ready for Bigby birthday coming up on March 25th, which was going to be a huge year for the franchise. And it was like within literally a matter of days that, you know, the governor comes on every single day at the same time, just boom, 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 boom. And it just, I mean, it changed everything in the business world so fast. And so a lot of it was trying to communicate with the staff super efficiently and fast. That way we could, you know, make these changes and not have much confusion and so forth. But honestly, my biggest thing, or the thing I guess I want to, you know, that I feel like I've done a really good job with them is, like I said, communication. I have a few employees that work other jobs. They even came to me and they said, Ryan, I just want to thank you for being, you know, for communicating with us so quickly and stuff. They go, I haven't heard anything from my other boss. I don't even know if I'm working. I don't know if my shifts have been cut. I don't know what the hours are. I don't know anything. They haven't told us anything. And I think as an employer, it's your responsibility in times like this to educate your staff and communicate with your staff, not always expect them to reach out to you. Because, I mean, imagine how scary it is. They don't even know if they're working. You know what I mean? Like, so anything to ease their, you know, their stresses through this whole matter is a plus. And so I've really tried to do that. I'm constantly sending them text messages on, these are the changes. This is what we're doing. If you guys have any questions, feel free to call me, text me. But, I mean, business is, I don't want to say good. We're still open. Sure. And at the end of the day, I just made a Facebook Live video. I think it was last week, where I was just kind of updating, you know, our customer base and stuff, and just saying, you know, my job is to just have my staff work as long as possible in a safe and healthy environment. Until they obviously feel that it's, you know, not safe or not healthy, then they don't have to work. But so many people are unemployed, and so if I can just, you know, have them make an income for as long as possible, then that's what I want to do.
Nice. Nice. So what I'm hearing to wrap up our business best bet segment is communication. At the end of the day, it's pretty simple. Lori, you agree?
I do.
Yeah. Keep it simple, right? Isn't that stupid? Keep it simple, stupid kiss or something. I like to say silly. Keep it simple, silly. Or keep it silly, simple. Oh, there it is. Keep it silly, simple. I think we may have just created a new one. Well, there you guys have it. Business best bet. Pretty common sense to me. Communicate, right? We can get through this. We can get through anything if communication takes effect. Thank you so much for kind of touching base on that topic for me, Dustin. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up and come back. We'll have Crafts Corner. But in thinking about that, here's the number that I want to throw out to you guys. And I would like you to maybe figure out what that means. Are you ready? 4.4%. Process what that number means to you. When we come back, we'll talk about it. Be back in 20. Thanks, guys. What do you think the number is, guys? 4.4. Okay, I'll come back to you on it.
I have no idea.
There it is. There it is. Okay, so welcome back to Craft Corner. So this segment is sponsored by Tom Smith of Allstate, right? Now that is in Maumee, Ohio, right beside Bigby Coffee, right? Oh, fist bump. We can fist bump. Fist bump me. No, don't go that way. Go to the monitor. Oh, I guess it doesn't work.
I'm up and you're down, so it's not working that way.
I don't know what to do. Yesterday during our online event, we had 8 folks on, and it reminded me of the Brady Bunch. Like, the view. I'm like, we're the Brady Bunch. So Craft Corner, again, you know, while you're sitting at home and you pull out your policies, take a look at them. Maybe there's some hiccups. Maybe you don't think there are any hiccups. Give Tom a call. He is the one that will, first and foremost, he has your back. But more importantly, he'll be able to keep it open, honest, and make sure that you get the coverage you need. A lot of us out there, we're in a situation where we are shopping or purchasing because of price, right? It's not about what I'm going to get for the $500. I only have $500 to spend. Give me everything I can do. Or in most situations, I only have $75 a month to spend. What can I have? You know, so he does a nice job in educating you and really positioning you to make sure that you get the coverage that you need. I mean, it's I don't know what this is going to happen and what I'm a little unnerved. And I know we're sliding in the craft corner, but I do want to touch base on something. So my birthday is coming up, guys, and I want your opinion on this. My license expires. Okay. So I have my registration. I went online and I got that, but I have no license now. The law is that they will use discretion. At least that's what's been stated. If you're out and about, they will use discretion whether or not they will write you a ticket for that. But here's my thing is when I go get a license, I don't have a license that's valid to get me a new license. Like I have nothing that's valid at this point to say who I am.
So it's funny you bring that up, Brian, because I stopped in the coffee shop yesterday and Tori, my manager, was faced with the same problem. Next week, she was supposed to get her license on Tuesday. And she's like, Ryan, but they're closed or whatever. And thankfully, there was our landlord was in there. He comes in every single day, the gentleman who owns the plaza. And he said that the 90-day rule, I believe, applies for your license. So I believe if you can't go, that like they're pretty lenient in the sense that they give you 90 days. And it's then where, you know, if they open and you're still obviously not going.
Correct. That's an opportunity. You know, I was responsible. I got my my sticker, right? So that's all good. It's just the physical license expired. And I was supposed to get the passport license, right? So I don't know. That'd be a bit, sorry, I'll get on a tangent. Let's talk about those home projects while we're out and about. Now, my buddy who works at, we're not going to call them or name them out, but we will say that their name is Moe's. Okay. So they work at, Ryan's like, oh God, he's doing this again. One day it was like McDonald's, okay? Like
McDonald's.
So, you know, all kidding aside, so Lowe's is like $50,000 over projections every week for the last, I think this is the fourth week. Like, because everyone's home, right? I would assume people are at home, and now they're putting in that closet. They're doing those do-it-yourself DIY. I couldn't even pronounce it. DIY projects. Crazy. $50,000 over Daly's numbers. I don't understand. Are you seeing any of that, Lori, when you're out and about?
I did hear about that on the news, that with everyone being home, that people are doing – the projects, catching up on things, small projects and stuff like that. Actually, we were going to go to Menards today and pick up some things and get started with the weather getting nicer as well. So,
you know, yeah. Who you should reach out to, and I bet you he would take care of you, is Justin, right? He, if you call him, he may even be able to have everything set up for you so you don't even have to walk the store. Just saying. Justin was on our show, our third episode. This is episode five. Ryan, you were out on one. That's why.
I was going to say like four.
You were out on one. So this is our episode five. Six will be Mondays going forward. So we had to do a little catch up. But Justin also works at Menards as well as being a realtor. So I would give Justin a call and say, hey, do you have this in product or if this product in stock? Because you don't want to drive there if it's not there, right?
I forgot that he worked there. So thank you. Yeah.
It's been funny because I've been, you know, telling my parents, I'm like, I kind of want to start a home project or something like that. I have like, we have a room in the basement that we just have a bunch of weights in right now or whatever. But I want to kind of like give it the atmosphere of like a gym.
Sure.
And so I was like, oh, I kind of want to, you know, start just dabbling and doing a little here and there, but I have no idea where to start. I'm the least handy, crafty person ever. So I don't even know where to go.
Dustin, do you have a honey-do list?
I do have a honey-do list, majority of which is little projects and crafts that I do with my children. Like, for example, we are going to be working on a book for my my autistic child. He's going to write a book, and we're going to see about getting it published. My other children are working on aerodynamics with paper airplanes. And
oh, wow.
And keeping them active and engaged with hands-on activities.
No, I trying to find that time frame. I can imagine is tricky when you're.
It is one of the things that definitely helps me is an extreme degree of time management and prioritization.
And coffee.
Yes. Big B coffee specifically.
Right. Only at Mommy.
Okay. Or Annie's.
And Finley, because we do dabble with a Big B and Finley. I believe it's on Tiffin Street. Don't quote me on that, guys. I'm still learning my
name. Sounds about right.
Finley. So if it's not Tiffin Street, I apologize, Big B and Finley. It might be Main Street. I don't know. I haven't been there yet because they keep, not letting us out of the house. So one of the things that I am been trying to do is that's not even true. I'm not even going to say that. One of the things I'm going to do this weekend is I have a plan that I'm going to clean my backyard out, get it all squared away. So next weekend I can do a cut because it's looking a little lengthy back there.
Well, Brian, what I was going to say is it'd kind of be cool if you guys could have moved into your new house before all this. Because imagine like the work you guys could have got done all being home. You know what I mean? You guys could have probably cranked out so much and then, come summertime in the warm months, you would be able to enjoy yourselves.
True. No, you're right. That would have been nice. But, I with work, I've been busy. So I don't even know if I'd have had time to do that. I feel like I'm busier now than I was then. And I think I was sharing that with you. I don't have time for crafts, right? I feel like now because, I have nothing going on. I'll reply to that email. And then an hour and a half later, I'm still sitting in front of the computer. Are you finding yourself that, Lori? Because I don't know if you guys know, but Lori also is in the beginning stages of working out a female woman-owned business networking group as well, which is pretty exciting. I know you got Jantirio, you got Melaleuca. Now you have this female-owned, operated mentality networking
That's group. Smart.
So correct. Lots of
points. I was supposed to get started, and then everything shut down. So, yeah.
Hard to start a group when you can't talk to them.
Yeah, my first meeting was going to be at Big B in Maumee, but of course that got all turned around. So that didn't work. So I didn't get to have my launch. So hopefully soon.
Yeah. One of the things that I have kind of chatted with some folks about, and it's been great best bets, is to do like lunch and learns, right? So I go to Ryan and buy coffees from Ryan and then send it to an office and they drink coffees and bagels as they watch a webinar, right?
We actually have that a lot, Brian.
Yeah. I think
it's, a lot of people that do that, yeah.
I think in today's, where we are today, that's a pretty phenomenal piece on there, or just send your neighbors some hammers, right? Some nails, or maybe there's a craft project. If they have kids and you can get little boxes of little things, trains and so forth across the board. How many trains do you have in your house, Dustin, from crafts? Did we lose Dustin? That's okay. Jackson, we used to go to Home Depot and Lowe's, and once a month they make trains and cars, and they paint them, and you name it, they do it. So those are always nice to be able to sit at home and take care of that as well. So any other craft projects out there? Lori, are you finding anything cool and fun in the adult world that are crafts or bejeweling anything, bedazzling anything?
No, not right now. I'm not.
Ryan, do you know what bedazzle is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have some on my jeans right now. I'm wearing Buffalo jeans.
Nice. Yeah.
Actually, no, what I was going to say, though, is I heard puzzles. The demand for puzzles has skyrocketed. So many people are, you know, to find activities to do with the family. And so a lot of people have been purchasing puzzles. Actually, we were talking about getting a 1,000-piece puzzle and just starting it and maybe doing a little bit here and there. And
yeah.
Good luck finding them. Larry and I went out the other night when we were at the store, and I told him, I said, you know what? I haven't done a puzzle in years. Let's go look, see if we can find one. Wiped off the shelf. There is nothing. And I guess they're in high demand right now. It's hard to find anything.
Board games, too. There were no board games except Yahtzee. There was so much.
We ended up picking up Yahtzee. We actually love Yahtzee. And we got rid of it a while back. I got rid of my games and stuff. But we did pick up that. And we also picked up one of the little bingo cages where you can play bingo.
Nice.
Because I told them, I said, that's stuff that we can take camping because we're hoping to go camping in June. So
not now.
I said in June, so I'm hoping.
I wonder though, Brian, campgrounds will probably stay open because think about it. I feel like that's the perfect way to social distance.
No, Monday, campgrounds are done, dude. It was in the order yesterday. Campgrounds are done as of Monday.
Yep.
Wow.
Right.
I'm shocked, though.
Yeah.
That seems like the perfect, like, you're not flying. You're not, you know what I mean? Yeah, I guess if you're in, like, big gatherings, but I think if you just took your family and
But it's big gatherings, you know? I mean, yeah. Crazy. Well, listen, I appreciate your guys' tidbits on the Craft Corners. I know Tom appreciates it. Maybe he can kind of have that kind of conversation with some of his clients on some tidbits. Maybe even, Ryan, he should connect with you to talk about that backsplash in the back of your kitchen. So with that being said, we appreciate your guys' energy there. And then we're going to slide into Lori. I have some questions with you about money management. And more importantly, that big number, 4.4, when we come back. We're back. Like just seconds, right, guys? So I've been throwing out that number, 4.4%. Here's another number for you guys. Are you ready for this? 701,000. What do you think that number is?
701,000.
March unemployment.
Okay. It's crazy right now.
Right. They shed 701,000 jobs in March.
I just saw that we were up to 6.6 million yesterday.
I think that's nationwide.
Yeah. Are we talking just the United?
Just U.S. And just U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that a job could have 10 people in that one job.
Right.
So it's crazy to me. It's crazy to me. Now, Lori, I love when we sat down and we chatted about your company. It wasn't just for me, and this is just my flow. It wasn't just, I've got to figure out where I can buy $10 or have saved $10 to purchase your product, right? Like if it was skincare, right? Or even skincare. I mean, you're purchasing already. I guess my whole point is it's just transferring your money. You're going from one location, brick and mortar, to a different brick and mortar or online in your version. Would you agree with that?
Correct.
Okay.
It's just switching stores.
I'm all ears. Tell me about it.
What's that?
I'm all your ears. Tell me about it. Tell me some of the perks and some of the benefits of just maneuvering my money around. I can see one perk right now. I bet you're not out of any product, are you?
Actually, no, we are not. Melaleuca is a global company. We are in 18 countries. And we also have a manufacturing facility in China. Now, our president and CEO actually seen this coming. So he ordered a year's supply of alcohol and other ingredients to make our hand sanitizers and sanitizing wipes. So we are actually fully stocked and in full gear, actually, I should say. So Melaleuca, with it being a manufacturing plant here in the United States in Idaho Falls, Idaho, we are actually also an online store. So kind of think of like a Costco, Amazon concept in one. We are a membership-based company. So with that being said, membership-based, you purchase your membership that covers you for the year for $19, and you get the membership benefits of 30 to 50% off on all the products. It's off of retail. So just shopping once a month, which you are already doing anyway. We have everything in stock moving forward. We have actually even had some government agencies come to Melaleuca asking for help because they know we have the ingredients and things online or in our plant. So anyway, Melaleuca is a manufacturing company of everything that you are already purchasing in the stores right now as far as cleaning products, our bath and body line, our skincare and cosmetics line, our essential oils line, our over-the-counter pharmaceutical line. So we have everything that you are already purchasing out there. And with being nice that you can do online shopping right now. And it's shipped right to your door. So you convenient. Don't have to go out there.
You don't even have to open the door, right? Just put it down.
Right. You know? Yep. And
you have toilet paper.
And, you know, so it's very convenient right now. And we are actually experiencing tremendous growth right now with people coming to Melaleuca, and because a lot of people don't want to go out and shop now, and they are in their homes, so they are finding alternative ways to shop, and it is online. You're shopping for everything online now.
People are buying toilet paper online. I never thought that I would see toilet paper bought online.
Yeah, it is what it is, but it's the necessities of life, and people are out there doing it every day. So,
Ryan, real quick, Lori, Ryan, are you out of toilet paper at work?
No, and actually what we did is, well, kind of with all this going on too, we don't, because people can't dine in, not many people use our restroom.
That's true.
If anything, we've had less people use our restroom, but one thing that me... and if a lot of, you know, viewers don't know that are listening in, so we're attached to Berry Bagels next door and we share a bathroom. And so I had spoken to the manager over there, and we had been hearing that when this first started and there was that huge high demand for toilet paper, that people were actually going to public places and stealing the toilet paper. Yeah. So I talked with the manager next door and I said, hey, we should probably take the access that we have in there away and just fill as needed, not like keep extras in there just in case. Yeah. So no, we're good. And you usually, like, restaurant toilet paper, you get that huge roll. I mean, it's massive. And so we're doing good. And actually at home, we had stocked up before this had all happened, and so we haven't even had to buy any at all.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty easy. We just stocked up on vitamins and like
other essentials. Got it. Look, do you have toilet paper with Melaleuca?
No, we do not have the paper products.
Okay.
No.
Do you think that they would go?
We have the disinfecting wipes, hand sanitizing wipes, and things like that, but we don't have the paper products per se.
Do you see that coming? Like an eco-friendly?
In the future. Yeah. In the future, with Melaleuca having over 450 products now of that you use in your everyday essentials, I can see it coming. There's so many things now that Melaleuca sees. Our CEO is somewhat of a visionary, I think, because with us being a green company, we've been green long before it was even popular.
Right. Before it was trendy.
Yeah. So, and that's one thing I do want to talk about with our cleaning line. With everybody going out and buying the national brand cleaners that are out there on the market today that you buy, as far as Lysol, Clorox, and things like that, people are unaware of the dangers to the lung damage that it does. Those are registered pesticides, and people do not realize that. So with what's going on today with the coronavirus and this being an upper respiratory, you have to understand that the chemicals that are being used in the home, especially with the children and your pets too, they are affected. Everything that you are cleaning with and spraying around your home are getting into your lungs. There has recently been a lung study that was put out just a little over a year ago that it had showed that cleaning with such products as little as once a week was as damaging over time to your upper respiratory as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day.
Really?
Yes. So you are actually weakening the immune system. Okay. So think about that when you are using these products in your home. You're breathing them in. They're outgassing, even though they are stored in your cabinets and things like that. They are still outgassing. That's why when you go down the cleaning aisles of the store, that you smell all those smells. Those chemicals are actually outgassing. Okay, so you're still breathing them in. A lot of people that have asthma and allergies can't even go down those aisles because they have reactions to them. So people are very unaware of the damage that these products do. So just a little awareness that I wanted to bring to you. Keeping your immune system strong. We do have our nutritional line as well. So make sure you're taking your supplements, good quality supplements. We have a product called Activate C, which is similar to the one that's out there on the market today. I can't think what it is. But it's extra vitamin C in there, less sugar. Also, we have a awesome product for your gut to keep your gut healthy once a day, which everybody should be taking some sort of probiotic to keep your gut healthy. A lot of things that people are unaware of as well, a lot of diseases and things happen because you don't have the healthy gut. So you have to keep your gut healthy. Get in good nutrition every day. Keep your vitamin C up. Make sure you're eating healthy fruits and vegetables. So this time being locked up in the home or not going anywhere, people tend to grab for the snacks. Make sure grab healthy snacks and keeping healthy in that way.
I think you make a great point there, Lori, about your gut and how, you know, everything starts in the gut, right?
Whether it's very true. Very, very true. So make sure you're getting the adequate amount of even fiber to keep that stuff flushed out.
Yeah. Listen, we do got to wrap this up. Ryan's about to get out of here, and we're at our hour mark. We don't want to keep people too long. But listen, Lori, what's a great way to reach out to you? Is it through Facebook?
You can. You can reach out to me on Facebook. And
Clean Up Your Life with Lori.
My information is there. I have Clean Up Your Life with Lori.
Perfect.
So there's ways to reach out to me. I am on Facebook.
Perfect.
Right. So I'm on Facebook under my maiden name, not my married name. So
got it.
I do have a question for Lori, really quick.
Go.
So my question is, when you were talking about the Lysols and obviously how they affect your lungs, breathing them in, it kind of led me to this, and I've always wondered this, Febreze and stuff that is used to make a room smell good, is that also bad for you, you think?
Correct. It is. They also have an effect on your lungs. Any of those national brand cleaners and things out there, they're not plant-based, they're chemical-based. So any chemicals that you are spraying into the air, even the plug-ins, have chemicals in them. So you are breathing in those chemicals.
So it's probably almost smarter to use a candle than it is to use those plug-ins.
It depends if the wicks have lead in them.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so many different questions. Listen, wrap it up. Call her. Find her on Facebook. Again, clean up your life with Lori. So, Lori, thanks so much for chatting with us with money management. We appreciate that. That's going to be the rest of our segment today. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show with myself, Ryan, and our lovely guest, Lori. Thanks so much again.
Thank you. Have a great day, everyone.
And we're back so fast. We got to figure out a good transition for that piece. But hey, I do want to kind of wrap up with two pieces that I want to start kind of posting out. So our first piece is going to be, what are we appreciative of? What are we grateful of during this COVID-19 piece? So I'm going to start off my piece with saying, I appreciate the connections I still have. I appreciate that I have a job that I still get to go to. I have a paycheck coming in. It hasn't trickled down to me to the point of it is changing my life. In the business I'm in, I've definitely had some folks that it's definitely trickled down to, and we're going to work with them, individuals, as they've reached out. But as a whole, I'm still able to put one foot in front of the other. So I am thankful that continuing is still happening. So, Ryan, what about you? What are you thankful for or appreciative of?
Yeah, I think similar aspects. You know, I keep telling my parents, I'm like, all my parents are luckily still working. So I keep telling them, you know, we should all be thankful that we're still able to make an income, because there's a lot of people that are unemployed and so forth. But honestly, I'm a really social person like you, Brian. And so this is driving me a little insane, just being contained to the house. You know, my mom was making a comment. She's surprised at how well I've done just staying home, because she's so used to me going out all the time. But I'm kind of just glad that this has given me time to a focus on school and just finishing that, you know, cleaning my room, doing stuff around the house. Because I mean, if it didn't, then there'd be those distractions and, I might not, you know, get to them and so forth. But I don't know. I'm trying to look at the positives that, like we said earlier, there will be an end date to this. And so I'm kind of using this time to focus a little bit more on like maybe that's changing my dietary habits now that I'm home, you know, eating better, which I used to eat out all the time and I haven't eaten out in almost a month, doing some home workouts, still, you know, staying in shape, helping around the house. I've talked about getting a puppy, because now's the time you're home to train it, you know,
right. Like
you can, you know, you can be there and be attentive to it. So I don't
know. Karen. Do you hear me, Karen? Get a puppy. Karen, get a puppy. Yeah. What about you, Lori? What are you appreciative or thankful for in this COVID-19 situation?
I'm actually thankful right now in this moment that the Lord has given me another day. And keeping up with my health, able to still get out there and work. And I actually... for once in my life, I kind of made a joke when all this broke out. But actually, I actually feel important that I have to get out there and still clean up and be on the front lines. So I'm thankful for that. I really feel like I am still doing a service that is very helpful, especially at this time. So just thankful for, you know, my family is still healthy and able to connect. Like you said, we're still able to connect through technology today, and keeping that social connection this way. But yeah, I'm very thankful, especially for the Lord giving me another day and my health.
I think that's made us all appreciate too the things that we took for granted before, like before, who would have ever thought that going out to eat as a family meant so much? You know what I mean? And now when we can't, it's like, oh my gosh, I miss just going and dining at a restaurant, or going, you know, out to the bars with friends, or going to the movies. Gosh, I don't know. I mean, the movie theaters are closed. When's the last time? So I'm hoping that once this is all up, maybe we all like kind of get back to our, you know, back to the old ways, and maybe people, you know, turn off Netflix and they actually go see a movie in theaters and buy some popcorn, or, you know, go to the bars and tip, you know, tip their servers big, or whatnot. I just can't wait to get back out. Go bowling. I mean, I miss bowling. I never used to bowl, but I'm like, shoot, I haven't done any of this stuff.
Right. It's the simple things in life that really matter, and you really learn to appreciate them more when they're taken away from us.
Yep.
I think we forget that, the simpler things in life. Well, listen, guys, I want to wrap this up. Brian's about to get out of here. Lori's got to go do some work as well, and I got to continue making some more videos and posts. So we appreciate your time. We appreciate your energy. As always, you want to make sure we stay connected with our communities. You can visit us on our app, which will be out by the end of April. any other big news out there? Updates, anything that we want to inform our lovely guests of, and go. I got big news. Okay, well, I guess I'll go. So we have a plethora of events coming up. So Ryan, as our speed networking sponsor, as you know, we missed our date, right? So we have it online. The third Wednesday of every month, we will be doing speed networking online right here. We will put you guys in different rooms and to be able to move it around. So it's still going on. You can get a virtual coffee maybe for our next one, since you're not going to be able to walk out to grab a coffee from him. Or you could stop by. I guess that's, are you still essential? Are they classifying Big B as an essential?
We are still open for carry out. Actually, my big news that I just thought of is Big B is finally looking to roll out DoorDash. Now that all this is going on, they're having to think outside the box and start, you know, utilizing these services that we didn't utilize before. So we've been having daily meetings with the corporate office, and they're looking to roll out DoorDash. So I'm really excited for that. I hope it goes well, and I kind of hope it helps those people that maybe haven't been able to get their coffee like you, Brian, be able to get your coffee.
Yeah. I know, Michigan Cherry, my all-time favorite. So last thing, big news, and then we'll wrap it up, is we're franchising Alpha, ladies and gentlemen. So if you would like to have a Connecting Connections in your town, in your city, reach out to me. We have a nice, basically, template to hand over to you that you could replicate in your city with massive support behind you, so you're not going out alone. That connection is still very strong. So other than that, be safe, take care, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Same place, same time, different people. Take care. Awesome, guys. Yay.
Perfect, Brian. Actually, that was nice. Worked out well.
Good afternoon. You've reached Connecting Connections with Brian and Ryan. Stay tuned for our summer season coming soon.